Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padre Social Hour.
Padre Social Hour presented by United. Jesse Agler with Jordan Carruth of the Mighty 1090. And we're talking a little minor league Padre action right now. Thanks again to Glenn Hoffman for coming by. John Conniff is here. You know him on Twitter, at Matt Friars. The website, mattfriars.com, and he's on the Cholula hot seat. John, it's been fun checking in with you this year from Fort Wayne, from El Paso. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, since you're here with us now and not on the telephone, you've spent some time with the Lake Elsinore storm. Is that right?
Yeah, I was up there earlier this week. And then my family still lives down in San Diego and my wife's family, so spent a lot of time with them. But, yes, we were up, all of us, checking out the storm on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, very nice. I'm going to start with Nick Torres sure. because we talked about him earlier this mm-hmm. year, the outfielder, and he was with Fort Wayne.
Correct.
He got the call up to Elsinore. Not the easiest transition, obviously, for every guy, but how's it going for him, and where do we stand on him? Because I know you were very excited about him earlier this season.
Yeah, we talked a little about him last time when I was talking to you from El Paso when we got to Lake Elsinore part. He's doing very well. I mean, he moved up. It's his first full season. He's showing a little bit of power, some patience. Not the easiest thing on that team because about 33 games under 500 right now, but Nick's putting in a pretty good effort. And I had a nice chat with Xavier Nady, who's the hitting coach with him. He talked about he's working more toward going towards right. I think he has like about 41 or 42 doubles right now. So he's, you know, hopefully a few more will be going over the wall next year, but he has a good shot to be the starting right fielder for San Antonio in AA next year, which would be a good progress for him.
Ex-Nady with the storm. It's got to be nice to see fans of him back there.
It made me feel really old because I can remember writing about ex-Nady when he was with the Portland Beavers. But he has a really good rapport with a lot of the players. I mean, he has a good way of just kind of pushing him a little bit and giving him advice in a very positive way. All the players really enjoyed working with him.
He's a star up there. I remember the first storm game I ever went to. He was on the team, and he was – he was a star back then, too.
Yeah, you're not as young as you think. It'd be around 2001 or 2002. He was the first baseman with him. Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job. I like Ryan Miller up there. He'll probably be a guy we'll feature on Fox Sports San Diego. He's a catcher. He's actually from Hemet, a local guy. And it's been kind of a tough year for the Storm. That's not kind of the better team. With the Padres this year, you have like three teams that are competing for first place and two which are kind of have had better years, let's just say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, the Storm a little bit below 500 at this point. I'm going to jump up to AAA, right. And I want to talk about the center field. Travis Jankowski, right. You know, we were talking about it with Corey Spangenberg coming off the DL for his rehab starts with AAA. He was batting second because Jankowski's been leading off. He's been playing center. What do we need to know about Travis Jankowski? Because this is a guy I think a lot of people feel like is really coming in a hurry as far as big league prospects go.
Well, this is a guy we had a chance to talk with in May when I was up in San Antonio. It was kind of fun to talk about him. Last year, remember, he smashed his wrist going on his glove hand going into the wall. Came back. It was a much more serious injury than people thought initially. He also had severely snapped his elbow. But he came back. He's stronger. He's a leadoff hitter, left-handed hitter. Sam Gainey made a point. He plays the hell out of center field defensively. The big improvement that we've seen on Jankowski this year is he has a much better two-strike approach, which helps his on-base percentage. And also, he's learned really how to handle the inside fastball, which was something that he didn't do when he first came up. So he's not going to hit a lot of home runs, but he's hitting more doubles, and he can really run. Great stolen base guy, too.
All right, as long as we're talking about running and stolen bases, another name that we talked about earlier this year, mm-hmm. and as the minor league seasons wind down, kind of fun to catch up again, Rudy Giron. He was just running all over the place. What's the latest on him?
He got in a little bit of a slump, but his numbers are still above 300. He's only 18. He's like 3 years younger than most people in the Midwest League. Him, Luis Urias, and Josh Van Meter just came back from injury. That's been kind of one of the best stories in the Padres system this year, Fort Wayne, how well they've played, because when I was out there in late May, the team was kind of slumping, but their manager, Francisco Morales, who's in his first year there, he did a really good job of just staying positive with those guys and really emphasizing the fundamentals. And the way they're winning now is by pitching and defense. And if you looked at that team in April, where they're making about two errors a game and really botching with the ball, it's an unbelievable transformation. Really a great place to see a game, and I can't be happier for those guys.
All right, very, very nice, and some exciting stuff taking place right there. Obviously, at this time of year on the minor league calendar, the seasons are winding down. Mm-hmm. As you go from place to place, I think it's very easy for somebody on the outside to say, hey, you know, wins and losses are kind of secondary. It's about player development, which I believe to be the case. But when you're around these teams and around these kids, I imagine they're trying to go out there, especially these teams competing near the top of their divisions, you know, to win ball games and championships.
Oh, it's
right?
not fun to go in the locker room and they get beat on, yeah. on any level. It's not a good time. Yeah, I mean, they try to win, but you just got to keep in perspective. Like, you know, if you're in a place like Fort Wayne or like Elsinore, maybe your best player gets called up to Double A. It's going to sure. affect your team's winning, but that's what they all want to do. You know, guys don't grow up dreaming as nice a place as to play being a Fort Wayne Tin Cap. They grow up dreaming being a San Diego Padre or a Major League Baseball player.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense.
And it's an interesting mindset for those minor league players to have, because going into the clubhouse after, let's say, a loss, they're focused on the loss. They're not right. focused on, hey, did you see how much I developed out there today?
No.
I developed nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, going in there, if you went 4-for-4 and kind of being excited will not really win you a lot of friends in the clubhouse or among the managers who are evaluating it, because they look at other things other than numbers too.
Sure. Oh, no, absolutely. It's not just raw box scores. You got to watch how they're playing, and you'd be doing yourself a great disservice, I think, as a scout or an evaluator if all you're doing is looking at the raw data. John Conniff is here. He's on Twitter at Matt Friars. You can read him at mattfriars.com. You can also read him on Fox Sports San Diego. Does a great job just traveling around the country, checking out the Padres minor league affiliates, writing about them. Best story to you this year for the Padres in the minor leagues? It could be a guy with the Arizona League Padres. It could be a guy with the AAA El Paso Chihuahuas. What do you think is the highlight of the minor league season?
You know, I wish I had someone that is really obscure so you could sit there and go, gosh, that's really deep and all that. But I think the best one is probably Jankowski. I mean, that injury, if you Google it on YouTube, you can see a tape. I mean, he ran straight into a wall full force. He was in a cast all the way up to his arm. And for someone really to come back as he did at the end of last season, and then not only come back, get stronger, improve on, you know, what he needed to work on, and have the type of season he is now, you know, to me, that's been the best story.
Very cool. All right, John Conniff, make sure you follow at Matt Friars. They do a great job. It's not just you, by the way. I don't want to make this all about you. You got help.
It should be all about me, but yes, it is about the other three guys, David J., Kevin Charity, and Ben Davey. All do a great job, and they write stories, and they help keep us up to date on the daily rundowns, which is really important.
Very cool. Check him out at Matt Friars on Twitter. You can read him on FoxSportsSanDiego.com as well. John, you handled the Cholula hot seat very nicely. Great to see you again, and thanks for coming by.
Hey, thank you for having me this time and all year. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. John Conniff of Matt Friars on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a break, come back, get to some of your Twitter questions and comments. Also, we're going to have some fun. We got another Wayback Wednesday coming up this week, and we're going to give you an opportunity to choose what goes up on the video board. You don't want to miss that. Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio continues right after this.